Okay, so Marto has just handed me his first ever love letter given to him by the person that he slept with for the very first time.
Just put this into context, Ed? You were talking about stats yesterday, how many partners have you had in your life?
Yeah.
And, of course, I started at the start and I started to do some numbers, crunch some numbers, and this girl was the first one. I was just turned 17. I was in Hobart.
The '60s.
Free love, man. Free love, man.
Hang on, what's the date?
All right.
Tell me the story. The first of the 1980.
All right, it was in July 1980. So we're down there playing for Queensland rugby, schoolboys rugby, all right, playing in the national tournament. Mm. And we're billeting. And, of course, as you do when you're 17, you go to the Rest Point Casino. So it was a Monday or Tuesday night. The tournament was starting on the Thursday. So it would have been, early in the week. Yeah, who goes to the Rest Point Casino on a Tuesday night? What do I come away with? A 26-year-old. And we went up. What's the big mountain above Hobart?
Mount Wellington.
Righto. Had a first ever session was on Mount Wellington. There was snow around. Second session down on the beach at Hobart.
Oh, that
was
How'd a second you go?
Banks of the Derwent. Double up for the first time.
you must have thought it was Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, did I?
Are you allowed to say surf and turf in this moment?
Yeah, that's right. I'm cool with that.
Okay,
set a large benchmark, but I'm 17, she was 26, had two baby seats in the back.
Oh,
the ex-hubby was looking after the kids for a night. She was just out.
That's cool, bro.
She grabs a young Queenslander.
But then it gets more interesting because how did this letter come to be?
What's the date on that?
1st of September 1980.
Yes, 2 months later, I'm sitting in maths at school and the headmaster's secretary comes around with a letter. And I've kept that. I didn't know where it was until I was looking for something for the account the other day and that popped up and went, oh, my God.
Dear Greg, hi there. Trust you had a safe and pleasant journey back to your wonderful land of sunshine, pineapples, etc.
Pineapples.
You didn't sleep all the way, did you? This must be my 10th attempt at writing to you. Whenever I feel inspired, someone calls around, and that's the end of that. I managed to complete just one, but it was all wrong. I decided if I didn't hurry up, you will have forgotten all about me. Was there any
danger of that? We're sitting here 30 years later. Was there any danger that you were going to forget about her, man?
Not at that stage, but I've managed to eliminate the memory, most of it.
Forgotten all about me or left school.
Yeah.
I thought it would be a good idea to keep in touch for next time you may be here.
I've never been to Tasmania again, mainly because of this.
I do hope you enjoyed your stay here enough to want to come back.
Yeah, no.
So if I'm sure you know, you are very welcome to stay here.
Oh.
Next holidays.
Schoolies.
Well, Greg, it is more of a week since your departure and it feels like years.
I was unable to concentrate on maths at this
I'm quite surprised at myself. I knew you for such a short time, but here I am missing you terribly.
See?
How silly is that?
Yeah, I know.
At this point in time, I have consumed approximately one third of a bottle of port.
Yeah, well, a port? Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, man.
Well, what about me? I'm sitting in maths.
Needless to say, things are looking a little rosy. Oh. I don't usually indulge when I'm alone, but somehow feel like it tonight. The social scene here is rather hectic at the moment.
In Hobart.
Tasmania.
That's why you go around picking up a 17-year-old.
Which I think is really great.
Yeah, I agree.
As long as I can stand the pace. To date, I have something to go to every night this week and about half next week. It took me a while to get back into the swing of things after you.
After
me. What is
sand everywhere?
No. Sand everywhere.
Anyway, I'm really enjoying it. I feel rather isolated down here, though, and I think if I lived anywhere else in Australia, I could drive to see you.
Oh, yes. God.
Yeah. Anyway,
granted,
it may take a few days, but at least I could get there to you.
You know how scared I was when I read that bit?
Yeah, I bet.
How am I going to explain it to Mum and Dad?
I will.
Who's in your bedroom, son?
No.
Who are those two kids? I will finish off now. Hope I hear from you soon.
Yeah, okay,
if not, well, anyway, please take care of yourself.
If not, came true.
Bye. Love.
Oh, love.
Love.
Oh, that is a sexy letter, man.
There you go.
Sexy letter.
They're the things. You never want to lose that.
No.
Never forget you.
Have you tried to find her on Facebook?
What was her name?
Milana.
Marto, Ed and Robin on Brisbane's Triple M Summer of Love. You'll never forget it. Mm.